to talk about the latest financial news and what's happening today.
Well, the futures are down pretty strongly this morning as we look here around 7:35 or so. Dow futures down about 108. And the headlines, if you happen to look on TV or the Internet, the headline says, stock futures drop on global economic worries. Well, what are those global economic worries? Well, let me give you two examples of those. One of the things that we're going to get this morning at 9 a.m. our time is we're going to get the number for existing home sales, sales of previously occupied homes. And it's anticipated that that number is going to be really, really ugly. In fact, it could be the biggest drop. It could be a drop maybe as much as 25%, some people say even more, but probably will bring us to a level that hasn't been seen in over a decade, about a 10-year low. And you say, well, why is that happening? Well, part of it, of course, is because of the expiration of the first-time homebuyer's credit that expired if you had to have a contract by April the 30th. But you say, well, with low interest rates, why aren't people buying? Well, people expect home prices to continue to fall, so deflation becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. People think, well, home prices are going to go even lower, so why buy now? So one of the global economic worries is what's happening in the U.S. housing market. We know that's where the tinderbox was, that the fire really started 2 years ago when the market meltdown began. But another example of that is news out yesterday afternoon that California, which has one of the worst state budget deficits of all the states out there, is going to start issuing IOUs maybe as early as the end of August. Governor Schwarzenegger has ordered the controller to delay payment of almost $3 billion a month in payments to school districts and counties. But a couple of years ago, they were also issuing script, which is kind of like what was issued by the Confederacy back during the Civil War, IOUs from the state of California to even normal suppliers. And by the way, California isn't the only state that has these problems. In fact, I have a chart in front of me. Of the 50 states, there are only four states that do not have significant budget shortfalls this fiscal year or next fiscal year. And one of those four states that does not have that is Arkansas. The others would be Montana, North Dakota, and Alaska. But it's interesting that Arkansas, right in the middle of the country, is colored in a different color than all these other states. I know we have our problems here, but our budget deficit is in much better shape than a lot of other states are. And speaking of budget deficits, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, and that's a nonpartisan organization that submits studies and does work for Congress. Now, they've indicated that the budget deficit for the U.S. government for the current fiscal year, which will end September 30th, is going to be $1.3 trillion. Now, that's going to be 9.1% of GDP, or gross domestic product, the second worst number in the last 65 years. Last fiscal year, the deficit was 9.9% of GDP, and the CBO points out that it's because of weak revenues, and of course that's caused by the weak economy, and also by elevated spending, and part of that elevated spending being the stimulus money, which at this point doesn't seem to have been very stimulative.
No, it's helped some people, but I heard a lot of the money even went overseas to contractors in China for the steel and a lot of the items that were used in the stimulus. Some of the money went overseas.
Well, of course, you know, the money is the money pursues wherever the cheapest prices are. So, you know, if they're building a bridge or buying whatever, and they, you know, the stuff may be made in India or Mexico or China or some other place. So, but it would be very hard to completely control that stimulus money. You can't control it from the time it's issued by the government to the time it's finally consumed. But clearly, the other global economies are concerned about the problems in the U.S. And one of the problems they're concerned about is the lack of control, the lack of balancing of budgets. And we see it at the state level, except for Arkansas and three other states, thank goodness. And we see it clearly at the federal level. And that is really going to factor into the results of the elections that are coming up here in just just a few weeks.
John, in terms of bond issues, the bond market, with the stock market so volatile, are bonds, is that something that is getting more looks?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's so much money flowing into bonds that the yields are just, nearly non-existent. For example, a one-year treasury, which is probably the safest thing you can buy. I mean, it's an IOU from the U.S. Treasury. Even Congress can't control the repayment of that. A one-year treasury is paying less than 0.25%. And,
yeah,
of course, we all know what CD rates are. And then investment-grade corporations are borrowing money at record low levels. So, for the second year in a row, no increase to Social Security recipients. At the same time, they're not making any money on their CDs or treasuries.
I bet you've got some ideas for folks if they give you a call at 782-2527.
Yeah, mostly right now we're focusing on making sure that we keep our powder dry.
All right. That's John Taylor with us. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bill.
John Taylor, financial advisor. He's with Stern, Agee & Leach, 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. We talk with him this time each day, 782-2527. 782-2527. You can read his column in the Times Record.